This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Wisconsin is scheduled to open a one-week hunting and trapping season for gray wolves next Monday. It would be the state's first wolf hunt since 2014. The gray wolf had been under protected status since then, but was officially taken off the endangered species list last month. The Department of Natural Resources had planned on holding the hunt in the fall, but a recent court ruling moved that timeline up and forced the state to act quickly to figure out the logistics and a harvest goal. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What do you think about the idea of this upcoming wolf hunt? Are you glad to see it? Will you try to take part yourself? Are you against the idea of hunting wolves? Or do you want to see it happen, but not quite yet? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas@WPR.org. Paul Smith is the outdoors editor for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Paul, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you, Rob. Good to be with you.
All right. Now, this timeline is something that I think is catching people a little off guard. Why did we go from, yeah, this fall to, yes, next week?
Yeah, it's been an unprecedentedly fast turnaround here for the establishment of this season. The reason, as you mentioned in the intro, there was a lawsuit was filed. The DNR planned to open the season in November. We have Wisconsin is unique in many respects when it comes to wolves, and one of them is that we have the dates for the wolf hunting and trapping season written in state statute. And it calls on the DNR to hold a wolf hunting and trapping season from the first Saturday in November through the end of February if the species is under state control. And the delisting occurred in the middle of that time frame. So there was some disagreement about whether the DNR was compelled to do it this year. The department decided, and the Natural Resources Board agreed in a special meeting that they could wait until November to start it. The lawsuit was filed in a Jefferson County Circuit Court, and that judge said no, the DNR was compelled to start it now. So that ruling came down just last Thursday, February 11th. The next day, the DNR released a plan to issue 200, a harvest of 200 wolves in the state. And the Natural Resources Board met on Monday to approve that. So the fast forward button has been pushed here. It's an unprecedented time frame.
Before we dig into the details of how this hunt would work, I mean, what one judge gives, another can take away. Is there a chance that an appeal might bump this back to November again?
Absolutely. In fact, the decision may be issued as soon as today. The state is representing the DNR and the Natural Resources Board and DNR Secretary Preston Cole. They were the three parties named in the lawsuit. So the state attorneys for Wisconsin are handling the case, and they filed the appeal in the way the Wisconsin law works. They had to file the appeal in a different district than the original case was heard. So the original case was the plaintiffs picked it in Jefferson County. The state has now chosen to file the appeal in Milwaukee County. So that decision could be handed down by a Milwaukee County appeals judge as soon as today. And it could set everything back to no hunt. It'll remain to be seen. The DNR, in the meantime, is collecting permit applications for the wolf hunt, and interest has been quite high. 16,000 hunters and trappers have applied through today, and they have through Sunday or through Saturday to do it. So there's more days to come. Those permit applications are important because now that the species is delisted in Wisconsin, funding for wolf management has to come from the sale of wolf hunting and hunting licenses and these permit applications. So these are selling for $10 a piece. So that's $160,000 in the account to help pay for wolf damages and wolf management. Just to put it in perspective, the last full year in 2019, the DNR paid out $190,000 in wolf damages.
We're talking to Paul Smith, outdoors editor for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, about the state's probably, possibly upcoming gray wolf hunt this month already. You could join in at 800-642-1234. What kind of wolf management do you want to see from the state? Do you wish the wolves, gray wolf had kept its federally protected status in Wisconsin? Are you glad to see a hunt happening? Call 800-642-1234. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We continue our talk with Paul Smith, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's outdoors editor, about next week's gray wolf hunt that may happen, pending another court decision, how the state can manage the species after it lost its protected status. And Paul, you mentioned a lot of permits sold. Talk about the hunt, though. How many wolves would be killed under this hunt? How many hunters get to go out looking for them?
Yeah, the DNR suggested and the Natural Resources Board approved a what's called a harvest quota, or a kill of 200 wolves. That's statewide, but outside of American Indian reservations. So that 200 number may actually be reduced because the Ojibwe tribes in the state can make a harvest declaration in the part of northern Wisconsin that's called the ceded territory. Those are the lands that the tribes turned over to the United States in 1800 treaties in the 1800s. So that 200 number may and will likely be reduced. So that remains to be seen. The DNR and the board also approved 4,000 permits. So right now they've received 16,000 applications. That number will likely go up, and then they'll do a drawing on Sunday and release the winners, 4,000 winners, on Monday. So likely to have about that many folks out on the landscape hunting and trapping. This is unprecedented. The three seasons that Wisconsin had from 2012 to 2014, they all started in the fall and they ended in late December. They lasted about 2 months. The state has not held a season at this time of February. It's a concern to some people because the wolves are breeding now, and this could impact that breeding cycle. And also the state normally does its wolf count. A good portion of it is done now, and that could be interfered with. So there are definitely concerns out there.
Now, 4,000 hunters with permits out there, but a limit of 200 at most. How do you make sure you don't end up with too many wolves taken before you get a count on how many have been taken?
Yes, the hunters and trappers are required to report the kill on the day of kill. And so there's a quota that's set in each of six management areas, and the DNR shuts off the hunt and notifies through, you know, today's media means and social media and other things. They would notify all hunters that the hunt was shut off. So if they didn't get their wolf, they'd have to stop the attempt. So that's how that's the system in place to try to prevent overharvest.
Now let's zoom out a little bit. This has been a long running debate, the protected status of the gray wolf in Wisconsin, whether or not we should have a hunt. Can you talk a little bit about the fall, the rise of the gray wolf population and how we got to where we are?
Yeah, there's really, it's quite a saga, Rob. The species was hunted and poisoned and eradicated over history. And as late as the 1950s here in Wisconsin, we had a bounty. So if someone killed the wolf and turned it in, they could get paid for it. And there were no hunting seasons. It was totally unregulated. And the goal was clearly to remove wolves from the state. And it worked, according to the DNR specialists who were studying wolves through the 60s. They think wolves were gone in that decade and started... The wolf got protection through the Federal Endangered Species Act in the 1970s, and there was a resident population that did not get exterminated up in Minnesota toward the border with Canada. And after the federal protections were put in place, that population began to build and spread out. And so the wolf experts say that our first wolves returned sometime in the 70s. they walked back in. One of the common misconceptions is some people will say that wolves were reintroduced to Wisconsin as part of a formal effort, but they weren't. They came back naturally, and they're native to the state. The population started to build, and through the 80s, 90s, 2000s, there have been other periods of delisting and listing, and the status has changed several times. This is at least the seventh time. There's one thing humans have not been able to agree on is how to manage wolves and how many we should have. So that's what we're seeing now with this flurry of lawsuits and debates.
Let's bring on a caller. Jim is with us in New Glarus. Jim, hi.
Hi, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, what'd you want to bring up, Jim?
Hello?
Yep, we hear you loud and clear. Go for it, Jim.
Oh, hey. So I deer hunt up in Vilas County, and I see no need for this hunt to begin right now. It obviously went through a lot of discussion with the Natural Resources Board and the DNR. So these hunters can get rid of their trigger itch. The wolves aren't going to go anywhere. Let's do it according to what professionals want, for wildlife management and not just for someone's recreation.
Jim, thanks a lot for the call. Paul, is that a concern that a rushed hunt right now might create problems that we could avoid just by waiting till the next season?
Well, the DNR clearly wanted to wait till the next season. And there was a lot of carryover here that added to the problems. The state has not updated its wolf management plan for far too long. The current plan was really written in 1999. And then it was slightly revised in 2007. And that plan called for a goal of 350 wolves. The state has far exceeded that. We have more than 1,000 wolves now. Last winter, the estimate was 1,195 adults in 256 packs. The wolf plan really needs to be updated. That would be helpful, I think, for people to come to terms with how this population is going to be managed. There's a concern with this hunt happening in the breeding season and the impact it might have on knocking the population down farther than biologists may want or the public may want. What really should be also done, in 2014, there was a public attitude survey done by the DNR, and it assessed people's attitudes towards wolves in wolf territory and outside of it. And in both areas, there was more than 50% support for maintaining the population at that level or higher. Now, that was in 2014 when there were about 660 wolves in the state. Now we've got more than 1,000, so that should really be done again to get more, to help guide the DNR in how they manage the population.
Paul, we'll leave it there and watch for that latest court ruling. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you very much, Rob.
That's Paul Smith, outdoors editor for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He talked with us about Wisconsin's 1 week wolf hunting and trapping season scheduled to start next Monday, pending another court ruling. That would be the first wolf hunt in the state in some years now.